For Pete's sake, Harris. I turn me back and you're off course. We're heading for Papeete, Tahiti, not the South Pole. North or east, man. North or east.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Well, Kendall, you've called us together for some good reason, I imagine. Am I talking out of turn when I assume it's connected with the death of the Australian, Mr. Ben Miller?
As soon as I'd informed Captain Goddard that I was an agent for Interpol and that I had to have a free hand to investigate the death of Miller, I'd gone below and requested the passengers bound for Savannah Lamar to meet me in the forward lounge. While we waited for the Major, I watched the others. Ilona Fedorov, Dr. Martin Lawler, and Edwin Tuker. And I listened to the nervous small talk that eddied and died in sudden self-conscious coughs. Lee Blake looked in for a moment and signaled that he was leaving me to it. Apart from anything else, he was the one man aboard who couldn't have killed Ben Miller. The American had shipped out on the Tangmar only to protect the interests of his father's steamship line. He and the captain were the two men who knew that I was with Interpol. I wondered how soon I'd have to reveal that fact to the others. Then the door opened to admit Major Basil Challoner, ex-Indian Army. And his first words killed the small talk.
Death, did you say, Major Challoner?
Why, yes.
I'm sorry, Kendall. Is that still on the top secret list?
Dr. Lawler, would you mind shutting the door?
Yes, certainly.
Very hush-hush. Behind closed doors, eh?
You are joking, aren't you, Major Challoner?
No, he's not, Mr. Tuker. That's why I asked you to meet me here.
You feel that we are the logical suspects, is that it?
Let's hear it from Mr. Kendall, eh, Major? Oh,
but I thought it was to be treated as taboo. Weren't you and Mr. Kendall conspiring to keep Miller's death a secret?
Then why did you mention it when you came in?
At my age, one has very few chances of making a sensational entrance.
Well, as it happens, it doesn't matter now. I persuaded Captain Goddard that the only way to find the person responsible was to start from scratch. Miller is dead. He was murdered. Stabbed in the back with this knife at 4 bells this morning.
Mr. Kendall, do you mind? 4 bells means nothing to me.
At 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
The Major found his body on the boat deck at about 8 o'clock, right, Major?
Correct. But how dreadful.
I cannot believe it.
I assure you, there's no mistake. I examined the body.
Although Miller could have been killed by anyone on board, it seems logical to assume that the people who stood to gain most by his death should be cleared first.
Is that a tactful way of accusing us, Mr. Kendall?
Miss Fedorov, I think you should know one thing. There has been considerable talk on this ship about the death of Peter Slavin in England, the beneficiary who was killed nearly 3 months ago. I believe that the same person killed Ben Miller. Whether or not that person also pushed Mr. Tuker overboard is not yet clear.
In any case, Mr. Tuker found a dramatic method of removing suspicion from himself.
Well, perhaps the rest of us should fall overboard and be unable to remember whether we were pushed or merely fell.
Do you seriously think I'd risk drowning for such a reason? Mr. Kendall, I beg you.
Oh, forget it, Mr. Tuker. It seems that on this ship it's quite a parlor game to suspect each other.
Isn't that what you're doing now?
Yes, Major. For a very good reason. How I know doesn't matter, but each one of you were in England when Slavin was killed. Each one of you was aboard the Tangmar this morning when Miller was murdered.
Whoever told you that I was in England was lying.
Just a moment, Miss Fedorov. Do you deny that you were in England 3 months ago?
The American told you. He promised me.
Then you were there?
Yes.
Well, now, is that why you were so anxious to pin Slavin's death on me, Miss Fedorov, on our first night out?
Dr. Lawler, I had a very good reason for not admitting I had been overseas.
Or that you even knew Slavin's name.
I'm not a murderer.
I'm glad to hear it.
Instead of accusing each other, supposing I tell you that I resent your suspicions, Kendall, that I am not in the habit of being insulted in this manner.
Major,
I can assure you that if you try to accuse me of this crime, you will regret it. I would like nothing better than to have you air your libelous remarks in a court of law.
I might yet have to do that. But the fact remains that now there are only four beneficiaries under Victor Wetherman's will. Four, Major. You will admit that the million that you were all to share will go considerably further now.
It is a matter of supreme indifference to me. I've always been poor at mathematics. Divide £1 million by six or four. There's not much difference, surely.
At the moment, it seems there's enough difference to account for two deaths. All you have to do is to answer a very simple question. Two, in fact. Firstly, have you, any of you, ever seen this knife before?
Of course not.
Never. I have a phobia about knives, Mr. Kendall.
Dr. Lawler?
No.
Major Challoner?
Yes, I've seen it before.
You have?
This morning, of course, very firmly planted in Miller's back. Oh, I find this discussion quite pointless, Mr. Kendall. If excuse me, I have some letters to write. Perhaps when we reach Savannah Le Maire, this matter will be handled by a professional investigator. I suggest you leave it to him, Mr.
Just
Kendall.
Just a moment, Major.
Well?
The second question.
Where was I at 6 o'clock this morning? Supposing you find that out.
The Major is right. You have no reason to question any of us.
I agree. How dare you assume we would resort to violence?
If that was the second question, Mr. Kendall, I've already told you I was in my cabin, asleep.
Thanks, Doctor. Well, for the time being, that's all. But it's not the end by a long shot. We won't reach Jamaica for almost another month. That's a long time for a killer to lie low.
Drink, Kendall?
No, thanks.
You know, I've been thinking about what you said to me on the bridge. Why didn't the owners tell me that you were from Interpol?
I suppose they didn't want you to be involved in any way. It's your job to run the ship. Mine, to protect the passengers.
Do you have to do that?
Oh, sorry.
I've seen hundreds of knives like that. I dare say there are dozens of them aboard. Seaman's knives.
Nothing special about it. Except that it killed a man.
I've arranged for a couple of crewmen to patrol the passengers' quarters tonight, just in case.
Thanks.
You know, Major Challoner might have something. I've been worrying about taking Lee Blake aboard ever since I heard about Miller.
You don't have to worry in regard to Blake, Captain. I give you my word he's on the level.
Supposing, for the sake of argument, there was something we didn't know of in Wetherman's will.
What do you mean?
Well, perhaps it's to someone's advantage for none of the beneficiaries to arrive. Perhaps there's an outsider who stands to gain by that.
You mean that Wetherman might have left his money to these people provisionally, that if none of them show up, then it goes to someone else?
Exactly.
Well, aren't you going back on what you said before? That implies that the murderer we're looking for must be one of your crew.
Or Lee Blake.
Oh, I see.
Cheers. It's just a thought.
Captain, do you mind if I wire ahead to Jamaica? It might be possible to get a complete copy of Wherryman's will.
Not at all. Give Sparks something to do.
Brancher, Brancher and Smith. Wherryman's solicitors. I'll get Sparks onto it straight away.
I'm flattered to be getting all this attention, Dirk. First the Major, now the Captain. Well, I can see the way things are going. I'll be in the brig before we reach Jamaica.
The Major's kept hammering at the skipper ever since you came aboard. Suspicious character, that Lee Blake. Now he's got the skipper doing it, too.
He's a good man, Goddard. My father's got a lot of time for him. Says they don't make masters like him anymore. I did a lot of sleuthing myself this afternoon, by the way. It seems that none of the crew have lost an eye.
How did you explain that question?
Said that I'd found one, that's all.
Did you get the feeling that they know what's going on?
Well, they know something's up. Could feel it. Miller's death will be all over the ship by morning.
Incidentally, I'd say Ilona Fedorov was gunning for you. I had to reveal the fact that I knew she'd been in England at the crucial time.
Yeah, I know. She ignored me in the dining room tonight. Very Slavic, very haughty.
Sorry. You had better company than me last night up here.
Oh, so you saw us, huh? She's a very attractive girl.
I don't think there'll be too many of them willing to face the deck after nightfall from now on.
No, I guess not. Well, I think I'll be turning in. You coming down?
No, I'm due on the bridge. Almost 8 o'clock.
So long, then.
Oh, dear. Watch your step. I gather you're number one unpopular boy in the tank bar right now.
I'm glad I'm not coming into any of that money, then. Good night.
Oh, Colonel Hacking, you sure handed me a prize job. Should have just stayed at sea, Dirk, my boy. No complications, no Interpol. Oh, I'm tired. Who killed Cock Robin?
Who?
Hey, what the... Hey, a knife. Oh, no, you don't. Give me that knife.
In the darkness on deck, I swayed back, holding the wrist of my unknown attacker. Above me, the knife gleamed dully as I staggered across the rail. In that moment, I knew that I was fighting for my life in this passage of the Tangmar.